Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts for Ed Barnes, Director of Agriculture and Environmental Research for Cotton Incorporated in Cary, North Carolina. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We're continuing to explore all these different metrics. Myself and Michelle Wallace here at Cotton Incorporated are trying to track a group that's trying to develop new metrics for life cycle assessment and make sure that those, you know, accurately and fairly portray agricultural products. When we look at water metrics, I became introduced to this when we were working on the life cycle analysis project under Vision 21, where we were looking at cotton's environmental footprint from basically from dirt to shirt to consumer use, all the different inputs that go on every phase of cotton's journey. When we looked at consumption, the cotton production or the growing of the cotton fiber dominated cotton's water footprint.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Where this was very eye-opening is depending on the metric you chose, you could shift the blame to whatever phase of the life cycle you wanted to. This also has an impact on how cotton gets positioned against other fibers, because as a plant, cotton's transpiring, all that water's evaporating. In a lot of cases, it falls, obviously, it's always going to come back as rainfall. But you take something like polyester, where it's just mainly an energy-intensive process, there's very little water consumed in generating that fiber, but a lot of water is diverted into the power station to generate that power.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This is getting a little technical, but it's important for evaluating everything fairly. There's a lot of concerns about water risk. So investment firms are challenging the companies that they're investing in to look at the water risk across their supply chain. And when we're looking at water risk, the turnover, and you need to divert 10,000 gallons, if there's not 10,000 gallons coming down the river, you can't divert that and you have to stop generating power, whether you plan to put it back or not. So if someone's concerned about water risk, we really want to look at all forms of water use, not just